This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From the Marketplace desk of Timing is Everything, we bring you now the latest tech IPO. Uber started trading today, the most anticipated initial public offering since Facebook, probably, right? Didn't go so good, off 7.5% on day one. Rival Lyft, meanwhile, has lost nearly a third of its value since it went public back in March. Yes, the markets have been turbulent of late, but we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to unpack why investors are really a little jittery about the ride-sharing business.
Look, investing in an IPO is a gamble. Buying any stock is, really. But you want to be somewhat confident that gamble is going to pay off down the road, which is why people are looking hard at Uber's business model.
It is money losing right now, which is just a way of saying they're paying us to use it.
Mihir Desai is a finance and law professor at Harvard. He points out that Uber has been subsidizing rides, paying bonuses to drivers, and covering other big expenses with venture capital at first, and now capital from the equity markets.
That is sustainable for a little while you're growing. The question is whether they can get off ever doing that.
To actually start making money, Uber will likely have to raise prices for riders and cut driver pay, says Rachel Binder, who covers the automotive and mobility industries for CB Insights. And ultimately,
the way that the company will become profitable is largely dependent on if they can get rid of the drivers completely, which will rely on self-driving technology.
And there's not really a firm timetable for when that will happen, or when it does, how much money it will actually save. Harry Campbell drives for Uber and Lyft and blogs at The Rideshare Guy.
Companies are talking about the self-driving narrative, but until they don't need drivers, they really need drivers more than anything.
Drivers who want their own piece of Uber's potential profitability and even went on strike for it earlier this week. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.